Quite a lot of news flow at the moment about some of the things that the Eskom CEO André de Ruyter said yesterday. Business Day is focusing on the fact that they're looking to green financing to help them get out of their debt hole. Just heard the story in Eyewitness News, the amount of money that they're planning to spend on extending the grid. And another one of the announcements was that they are looking to extend the lifespan of Coburg by at least two more decades. Eskom's chief nuclear officer, Ridwaan Bakkerdin, joins us now. Ridwaan, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, John, and good morning to your listeners.
When Coburg was originally commissioned and built and started operating, what was the intended lifespan?
The design life of the plant was 40 years, similar to many of the nuclear power stations internationally, specifically the French power stations. Coburg is very similar to the French power stations built by Framatome and EDF. And so we've kept abreast of all the changes within EDF and their plants. And we've seen the international trend of moving from 40 to 60 years. It's an economically sound decision. It's in line with climate change objectives. It's low carbon technology. And for that reason, Eskom decided to move in this direction, in alignment also with national energy policy.
The biggest concern would be around safety, that safety is in some way compromised by extending by 50% the intended lifespan of a nuclear plant.
That's really the objective that we have and the main focus of the work that we're currently busy with to ensure that we can extend the plant of the life safely. So we hear the high level issues around the big projects, the steam generator replacement, which is now underway. We have heard a bit about them coming onto site, and that project is moving ahead. And that really is one of the major components, the biggest one, that needs to be replaced. But it's only one of many. We've done studies over the last many years already, and we're currently in progress with the safety studies, looking at the effect of aging on all of the components of the plant that affect safety. And based on that, we then put together our safety case, which allows us to extend or request the extension of the license to the National Nuclear Regulator, which ultimately has that authority to extend the life of the plant, and the license for the plant to operate for another 20 years, but only based on us being able to put a sound case to ensure safety. We've done all of the studies, so we understand the challenges on the plant. We've been monitoring the plant condition very closely over the last three and a half decades. So we understand exactly where we are with the components. But the studies still need to be compiled and completed, and then the safety case put to the regulator to ensure the license can be extended safely.
I'm sure you will understand, Ridwaan, that there is some public, perhaps even a lot of public skepticism around this. I mean, given Eskom's performance on building Medupe and Kusile and so on, and the kind of plant breakdowns that we've had in particularly the coal-sourced generating power, there are people who will go, look, if we can't trust Eskom to build Medupe and Kusile properly, you know, the turbine lengths have to be changed because they are too short, they make the plant too hot and break it down, and you know the conveyor belts break, and all of these things are breaking all the time. How can we trust Eskom to extend safely the life of an aging nuclear plant?
Well, what I can put on the table is, from a maintenance perspective, what we've been very fortunate with Coburg. John, are you there?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, yeah. We've been very fortunate. Coburg has, we've seen the investment has continued in the maintenance of the plant. So from that aspect, we're actually today seeing better or more reliable plant performance than over the last three decades. So the performance is actually improving in terms of plant reliability. I understand the concerns around the implementation of large projects. We have ever gone down that road quite a distance already. We've replaced a few of the components last year. We completed the replacement of some of our water storage tanks, safety-related components. We're currently busy with the replacement of one of the reactor pressure vessel heads. That project is moving forward quite well. We've now seen the steam generators on site, and we are busy preparing for installation during the next outage. So things are moving forward. The studies are underway, they're progressing, and with very close oversight from the ESCOM board, from the ESCOM EXCO, to ensure that these do move forward without any interruption. We also have a lot of interface with the Department of Minerals, Resources and Energy to ensure that we do keep progressing these projects to meet the deadline of 2024, which is when the end of the original plant life was. I must also just put on the table that, you know, 60 years, moving from 40 to 60 years may seem like a stretch, but most or the plants that's where the studies have been done and the decisions have been made, they've been extended. And we're actually seeing at the moment plants are moving to 80 years of operation and approval for those. So the nuclear plants internationally were very well designed and maintained to allow these to continue operating beyond the original 40-year lives.
What does the extension mean if it's, you know, if the regulator grants your application for the extension of the license? What happens to the cost of the power that is generated? Does it stay pretty much the same as it costs at the moment to generate a kilowatt hour of electricity or megawatt hour of electricity, or does it go up, does it go down?
It should be pretty stable. The cost obviously that we're spending at the moment will be the capital investment for the replacement of some of the components, but from a operational perspective we actually envisage that the costs will decrease going into the future. Nuclear fuel, it's relatively inexpensive compared to other options for that you could use for baseload power generation, and it's a very stable cost. Your main cost basis would be for the maintenance that goes on on an ongoing basis, and that we don't see any escalation in cost into the future.
Thank you very much. Ridwaan Bakardin is the Chief Nuclear Officer at ESCOM.